Ron Hall, the Pocahontas County Board of Education's maintenance director, presented a large list of major priorities to be repaired, replaced, or maintained. Hall said that his major priority involves repairing and/or replacing the fire alarms and sprinklers at all of the schools, especially Marlinton Elementary and Greenbank Schools. In addition to the items on that list, Hall said that an Americans with Disabilities Civil Rights Review requires that covered handicap access be provided from the PCHS cafeteria down the steep grade to the vocational building by December 31st, or the schools will be fined. Hall said this access will need to be either a covered handicap ramp or an elevator. Hall said both of these options, the elevator or building a covered concrete walkway at the required grade, would be very expensive. Hall stressed that there are additional serious problems at the school facilities, including major electrical overloads at each of the schools, issues in school bathrooms and water pipes freezing in most schools because they were installed in uninsulated attics when the schools were built. Hall summed up his frustrations this way, quote, "not enough people, not enough money, and not enough time," unquote. Board President Joe Walker said that for the past 30 years, money was never set aside for major emergency repair and replacement issues. He suggested that the unexpected Forest Service money received this year, about $290,000, be set aside as such an emergency fund after spending about $50,000 of it to replace the alarm systems at Greenbank Elementary, Middle, and Marlinton Elementary schools. OWPR Architects updated the board on the status of the SBA-approved major improvement project at PCHS. They said that since all the bids for construction for the project came in over the SBA budget, the SBA will allow them to use local contractors to install the new wastewater plant at the budgeted cost because this is an emergency project. The plant itself is being purchased and delivery to the site should be fully completed by the end of September. The board voted to contract with Laura Young to find, write, and manage new grants. Ruth Bland, the Director of Transportation, talked about the purchase of one new gasoline and one new diesel school bus. She said the gasoline bus is part of a new West Virginia Department of Education pilot program to see if gasoline buses work as well and are more economical than diesel. The board approved this bus purchase later in the meeting. Bland also talked about problems they are having hiring, training, and retaining bus drivers. Dustin Lambert, principal of Marlinton Middle School, briefed the board on a new program proposed for use in the schools, the WISE program, which stands for Working to Institutionalize Sex Education. A Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the nonprofit company WV Free, which runs the WISE program, was approved by the board. According to this MOU, West Virginia Free, quote, exists to support reproductive health, rights, and justice. Lambert said this program will teach abstinence, but not exclusively. He said parental permission forms will be sent out, which will include a full explanation of what kids will be taught in the WISE classes. It will give parents the option to keep their child out of WISE classes. However, Lambert said the program is needed because Pocahontas County is sixth in the state in teen pregnancies. The MOU was approved by the board. The board also approved a personnel agenda, which can be found on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Mr. Beam advised that there will be an open house at the new school board office, 404 Old Buckeye Road, Buckeye, West Virginia, beginning at 10 a.m. on Monday, August 6th, and the public is invited. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.